And last but not least, on the sheet it says more advanced students, number 7, can explore the permutations of only one rhythm through lots of different tempos and harmonic contexts. Well, what does that mean? It's a big statement. We already talked about varying the tempos. We already talked about doing whether it's 16th notes or 8th notes. And so what about different harmonic feels and everything? This is like a basic rock 4-4 that I chose. What if it was something completely different, like, I don't know. I just came up with some folk progression, just something like a totally different change of pace. I came up with D and G, E minor and A. Sounds like James Taylor or something. And I'm gonna use that grouping to try and make a melody, the same grouping, N, where I rested on group number 4. So in essence, what I did, this particular rhythm is really N11E, I think. I didn't write this down, but we got the basic grouping of N. 11 means I subdivide the first and fifth groups, which are the two twos, right? And then the E part is I leave out the fourth group. So that's my basic thing, and I'm gonna double it up in this case. Meaning 16th notes instead of 8th notes, because 8th notes would be too long. It would be like, I would be like, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. It's just a little too slow, so I'm going to double it to 16th notes. Something like this. Too shabby, right? If you steal my example and make a hit song out of it, just take me out for dinner, okay? And for my last example, something completely different. This is C sharp minor to A to B. Like this, 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3, 4, C sharp, A, B. And my melody is gonna be based on the same grouping we just did. Etc. like that. Good luck and have fun.